On the show today, we have PSU's Dean Young, who happens to be a native Floridian, giving us the latest status on Hurricane Irma and what's going on with the credit unions in that area. So check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. We are doing a little special report this weekend, a little Hurricane Irma special report with PSCU's Dean Young. Dean, you're doubling as not only a stellar employee of PSCU, but you're going to be a weatherman as well. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, my friend Mike. It's good to see you. And I've watched enough of the Weather Channel. I think I can handle it.
I can imagine. Well, the reason being is obviously PSCU is in what, St. Petersburg? Is that correct? And you guys are in that same area. But you, what's your status? And more importantly, is everybody safe in your neck of the woods?
Yeah. So as you know, Irma's coming up the west coast of Florida, headed right to Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
My family, we made the decision to evacuate. We're up in the D.C. area, and we're doing well. Good. We'll get back home when we can get back home,
yeah.
And we've been in touch with a lot of family and friends, and most of them evacuated, but we have some folks back at home that are hunkering down. And,
really?
It's going to be an interesting evening for some of them.
That's some brave souls there, because I've seen, obviously, all of us have been watching the news channels and seeing what's been happening in Miami already. And then when is it supposed to hit Tampa? Is it like tonight or something? Or
yeah, so it made landfall in South Florida earlier today, Sunday. It's headed up the west coast of Florida, and it'll probably be in the Tampa Bay area. They're already starting to feel effects from it, but the brunt of it will hit in the overnight hours into tomorrow.
Okay.
So the good news is it looks like the storm's weakening some, but to quote our awesome governor, it will still kill you. Storm surge is definitely a concern.
Yeah.
Right now we just need a bunch of thoughts and prayers and finger crossing and things of that nature.
You got it, sir. You got it. Most definitely. Yeah. And talking about evacuation, was it just because you evacuated, what, 2 or 3 days ago? And then.
Yes, I headed out to D.C. On Friday.
OK.
We made our decision earlier in the week that, basically to heed the warnings, the track was mm-hmm. uncertain. Mm-hmm. And, when you look at the width of Florida, the reality is with that size of a organized
yeah.
storm, it's
it covers it. I mean, you look at the picture, it covers it.
It's scary.
Yeah, it's scary. really large. So do you have an idea of the status of the credit unions in the area? I know it's the weekend, right? And for folks who will watch this tomorrow, it's Sunday afternoon, and it's Sunday evening where you are, Sunday afternoon here in San Diego. But do you have any idea of the status of the credit union situation going on out there? And
yeah, absolutely. So our number one priority was obviously protecting PSU's
right.
employees, right?
Right?
So we shut down campus on Friday. We anticipate opening back on Wednesday, and
okay.
that's our St. Petersburg campus. From a credit union perspective, the path of the storm, there's somewhere between 120 to 130 credit unions potentially impacted
yeah.
in the southeast. That translates probably into 1,400 branches, 15,000 employees, and millions of members.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'll just give you an idea. In the past 24 hours, we've taken 17,000 calls.
Oh my gosh.
In our Arizona and our Michigan call centers. So so far folks are hunkering down and,
yeah.
and we're doing the best we can to support them at this point.
And speaking of PSCU, because you guys, and you speaking of Phoenix and Michigan, you guys have call centers and business continuity, all that type of stuff in Phoenix and Michigan, or is that kind of how you guys are working it with your clients and stuff?
Yes, absolutely. So we've connected with most all of our credit unions that are potentially impacted. We've offered up assistance. We've updated them on BCP activity. Now, PSU, we have major operations in St. Petersburg, Florida,
right.
as well as Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
These sites are dual and active data centers. And basically, we test these sites on a regular basis. Our most recent successful test was back in August. But we run full transaction data through both of these sites, and we just make sure that when unprecedented events like this happen, we're prepared to handle the traffic.
Yeah. How long have you lived in Florida? And if it's been a long time, have you seen anything like this before, or it's been a while?
So I am a native Floridian.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I'm originally from the Miami area. So I've lived through a few of these hurricanes. There's nothing to mess around with. They're serious. Destructive events that everybody must prepare for. But yeah, this I believe is unprecedented. According to the Weather Channel, this is a second Cat 4, Cat 5 hurricane to hit, the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
So it's scary stuff, my friend.
Yeah, you don't want to mess around with this stuff. Hey, talk to me about your partnership with Co-op and CUNA, and you guys kind of coming together and supporting the efforts with Irma right now and Harvey last week. I mean, so what are you guys doing there?
Yeah, so as you know and preach, people helping people, right?
Yep.
That's what it's all about.
Yep.
So CUNA, PSU, and Co-op, about a week and a half ago, we started talking about how we could support the Harvey impacted mm-hmm. Victims, for a lack of a better term.
Right.
And basically what we've done is we've all partnered to provide a call center solution for them with toll-free numbers so we can help members understand what credit unions are open, branches are open, access, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're only going to be as good as the data,
right?
But we believe it's a good solution, and long term, we think this is a worthwhile initiative to carry on. And I'm sure we'll leave those lines open for Irma once all of that impact is assessed as well.
Yeah, sounds like we'll find out more about that later in the week, midway or toward the end of next week, seeing how things go. So,
yeah.
Oh my goodness. Like you said, thoughts and prayers are with everybody over there. And have you spoken with any credit unions as to what they'll be doing the next few days to system members in need if they're able to be open, that type of thing? Have you talked to anybody that? I mean, obviously you've been in contact, like you said, 17,000 calls.
Yeah.
What are they going to be doing for folks?
Yeah. So, obviously their first priority is protecting, their employees
too. Exactly.
Because they've got to get back up and running. The interesting thing is, the short answer is yes. The long answer is I've been humbled by the offering of so many credit union folks that I've met over the years to offer to stay with them, which is an amazing outreach.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we hope we don't have to take that avenue, but it's nice that they've offered it up.
That's amazing.
But right now folks are just preparing and hunkering down depending mm-hmm. on where they are.
Yeah, it seems like a double punch right now with Harvey and Irma, and it's amazing to see how not only you got PSEU, Co-op, and CUNA coming together for Harvey and Irma, but all the other folks too. It's just the stories are just so inspiring, and just it really points out the depth and the generosity of this whole industry as a whole when things like this happen. We all kind of come together as one big old family and help each other out. So it's really cool to see in really catastrophic events like this. So, and you guys are right there in the mix of it. So good stuff for sure.
Yeah, Mike, it is awesome. And, I've been part of the credit union movement for nearly 25 years. And since visiting my first credit union, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, there's no other group of people I want to be part of for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
It's a good group of people.
Yeah.
And, once this storm passes, we're going to all continue to collaborate and figure out how to execute on a Herculean effort, of rebuilding and things of that nature.
Got it. Very cool. All right. Well,
we have to serve those members. We have to serve the members.
Exactly, especially the ones who've been displaced and stuff. I mean, those are one of the folks who are going to be really hurt. And so, but again, credit unions keep stepping up, to do amazing things that go way above and beyond the call of duty. So it's really cool to see that type of stuff, kind of a silver lining to what's happening right now. Anything else to wrap up, Dean? I know you got to get going and hang out with your family and just keep an eye on what's going on in Florida around your home and your friends and family and stuff as well. But anything else to wrap up? And
no, I guess I'll just reiterate, right now it's thoughts, prayers, fingers crossing, things of that nature. We do appreciate, all of the support that our organization has and will receive, and we'll obviously reciprocate on all kinds of relief efforts, whether it's financial or volunteers, you name it. We'll be in the game. We'll help our member owners and their members for sure.
Great message to end on, Dean. Thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. And from the West Coast and probably the rest of the country, our thoughts and prayers are with you guys as well. Hang in there, and we will talk to you on the backside of this.
Definitely. Right. Thanks, my friend.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Dean.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.